Today's episode is brought to you in part by Kind Bars. Kind is committed to crafting food with real, recognizable ingredients.
Yes.
Like nuts.
Oh my gosh, those are my favorite bars, are the, like, just nut ones with, like, drizzled chocolate.
Yeah, with chocolate.
The dark chocolate and sea salt one, that one is so good.
And you can get 10% off or 15% off if you're a military teacher, student, first responder, doctor, or nurse. If you go to podgo.co/kind, that's podgo.co/kind. Creating a kinder and healthier world, one act and one snack at a time.
Back to Skyrim.
No, I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
Yeah, that's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
It tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and degree. All the best podcasts are free. Not a ginger and witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Rapidian.
Hello, and welcome to Grand Rapidian's Play Video Games.
Where every week, some former world record setters get together and review a beverage, talk about a game they've been playing, and we recommend something. Don't forget the real life XP.
That's right.
My name is Willie, and I'm the Willie on the left-hand side.
Oh my god. So I'm Ginger, and just to, you know, pay some homage to TDZ, I want to say, fuck Lindsey Graham, fuck Ted Cruz, fuck Mike Lee, fuck Fox News, fuck Disney Plus, fuck Wall Street, still fuck GameStop, and
the Koch brothers.
Yeah, fuck the Koch brothers.
Raytheon.
Wait, but I kind of want a, like, ninja star throwing
knife
drone. No, I don't. Fuck Raytheon. Fuck Amway's, because fuck the bosses. And I hope, like, everyone gets to eat the rich. Anyways, that was a hell of an intro. I had to let off some steam there just to let, you know, maybe some new listeners know that, you know, we don't like those motherfuckers, even though we usually talk about video game and some beer.
Come get some.
Oh my god, the new website that I don't want to talk, like, super publicly about. Oh,
you're working on it. So, speaking of the Daily Zeitgeist, we got some Mountain Dew Major Melon here. I'm sure it's going to be Jack O'Brien's new favorite. I think it's probably going to rank above Baja Blast in my mind.
Really?
So, well, I'm a big fan of watermelon.
The sugar one or the sugar-free?
I don't know. All right. So we got sugar and sugar-free, Major Melon. I'm going to open the sugar-free first.
Yeah. Nice crack. And these are gluten-free, apparently, so I can actually try it.
It smells
like Kool-Aid. So good. It smells like the Kool-Aid that I used to drink when I was a kid. It smells like, that's what it smells like. Okay.
But it tastes like sugar-free Kool-Aid, and it's got, like, a weird, not sweet taste, but it's still watermelon.
That's fucked up. That's again, what the fuck did you do, PepsiCo, to that fucking sugar-free one? Ew.
How can you have watermelon without the sweetness?
Like, it smells so good, but it tastes so bad. I'll have one more fucking taste, just in case.
It almost tastes like salty, but it's not because it's salty. It's just like an absence of sweetness.
Yeah, and in not a good way. The rest of that needs to be a sink pour. I'm sure the sugar full one is probably better.
No, don't pour that. I'll drink that in the morning or something. All right, now we'll open the regular One with sugar.
I have not had, like, pop, soda, whatever the fuck you want to call it in, like, so long. Like, this kind of pop.
So the zero sugar one
awful.
Was zero calories, zero sugar.
That's awful. Give me this at bottle, least a little bit of sugar. This I'm going to rate this as a fucking zero. Because it smells like the good Kool-Aid that I used to drink when I was a kid, and it fucking doesn't taste like it, and it can fuck right off. Fuck that one.
Zero sugar, I'll give it a 1.5.
I bet ass tastes better than that, because at least it's going to be something consensual, and someone's going to fucking freshen up.
Mine does.
Oh, TMI, everyone has left our fucking episode. Hey, you clicked on it. We got that play. That's so rude. I'm not being a huge smartass. Just whatever.
All right. So before we open the sugar one, I was getting to the health, a little bit of the health in here. This one has 270 calories in a 20-ounce bottle, 73 grams of sugar.
Jesus Christ!
146% of your daily sugar in this one bottle.
Jesus, like, and they could put some of that in here and made it, like, this, low. This that is one in thing. Fucking insane. But Mountain Dew has always had a fuck ton of sugar. Oh, well, this is probably not good either.
It tastes the same, but with lots of sugar. So, you know, it's sweet watermelon. It's pretty yummy. So this one is when you make the Kool-Aid and you forget to put the sugar in it.
This legit tastes like bubbly Kool-Aid, that's like I used to drink when I was a kid, and it's actually really good.
Yeah, that's the one where you make the Kool-Aid and you put an extra half cup of sugar in it.
Extra sugar for sure, because yeah. That's too sugary. Like that, you could dump a little of this non-sugary one out, or like mix these, and it would probably like be perfect. Really. Because that's just far too much sugar. The sugary one,
yeah. It's so much sugar. You get a drink
of water. Like,
it tastes good, but it's so much sugar that I'm also giving the sugary one a 1.5. Kind of like the flavor, but yeah.
The flavor is so good, but that sugar. My mouth is
sticky.
You want a drink of water?
No. I want another drink of this Mountain Dew. I'm hooked.
Dude, that's what they're doing. Like, fucking that much sugar is just unneeded. I want to go brush my teeth. I'm not kidding you. Like, I really want to. Like, I just went to the dentist today, too. And all that sugar.
It's like a liquid Jolly Rancher.
It is.
It is. Watermelon Jolly Rancher.
I don't.
One more sip isn't going to kill you.
I don't want it.
Do it. Mm-mm. Do it, said the devil.
Nope.
Do it.
I want to go brush my fucking teeth. That's what I want to do. But instead, I'm going to crack this cider.
You don't want to take a break and brush your teeth and get to...
No, then the cider is going to taste like shit if I brush my teeth. I am going to have this Balakes. It's Blake, but I can't not say Blake regular now. I have to say it Balake because it's great. Balakes hard cider. It's grizzly pear made with pears, not bears.
Good, because I don't want any hairs.
No.
With my pears. And the bears have the hairs.
Yep. Apparently it's pear, apple, and elderflower. So, sounds pretty good.
Your mother was a hamster, and your father reeked of elderflower.
Wasn't it elderberries?
Yeah, but you said elderflower. And I wasn't doing a French accent either.
How many grams of sugar in this motherfucker?
Less than my Mountain Dew.
Far. Let me see. Far less. That's only 10 grams of sugar in the cider.
I could have 7 of those for one of these Mountain Dews.
That's pretty good. It's kind of lame that they use pear concentrate, but whatever. Yeah. I think I'm going to rate this I'd say 4 out of 5. It's sweet, but it's dry. And it's nice and bubbly. I like the mix of the apple and the pear.
It doesn't taste sweet after that Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's why I was like, nope. That's why I swished my mouth with the water.
Yeah.
So I could have a cleaner palate.
I'll give the grizzly pear 3.5 out of 5.
I'm going to give it a 4. I probably said that, but yeah, probably. That's good. So much what, better than so the Mountain Spew. So what do you give the
Grizzly Pear Ginger?
Fum. When I worked at the plant, we had to wear mics to talk throughout the line. And we would always play with, there was like a few channels. So it'd be like 1, 2, 3, foe. So that's a foe. Oh.
Okay. I guess he had to be there.
Yeah, it was funny. We'd always be like, 3-4, 3-4. Oh my god, the stupid shit you do at work just to entertain yourself.
Welcome to Geek Exploration, the podcast. I'm John Williams.
And I'm Ben Robinson. Do you like time travel?
Movies?
Video games?
Comics?
Sci-fi?
Cartoons?
Or how about action figures?
Well, so do we. Every episode, we pick a topic from the geekosphere and have a little chat about it.
So if you've been waiting for a groundbreaking podcast that does all of this and more, you might have what it takes to be a Geek Exploronaut.
Come join us every other Tuesday for a fresh installment of Geek Exploration, the podcast.
You can find us at geekexplorationpodcast.com or any reputable podcatcher. Likely a few unreputable ones.
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
Now it's time for...
Real Life XP.
TM.
CR. LLC.
BIG.
GRPVG. I'll go first. So, okay.
Hey, Ginger, go first.
So, was it a week or so ago? I don't know. Time is just fucking made up like everything else is. We're in a simulation. Anyways, I made some sausage biscuit gravy. It was all gluten-free and it was phenomenal. It turned out great. It was the first time that I made it myself.
Uh-huh. You wanted to know what we should have for dinner? I know. Yep. We had sausage in there. I said, yep. Ginger, go make some sausage gravy.
And I was like, oh, that's good, but I don't know how to make it.
And you were like, oh, I have to make biscuits too. And so you made biscuits and made it all from scratch.
I actually, that was kind of more of the pain in the ass for the biscuits because I had to cut the actual recipe in half and I've never done that. And some of the measurements... Some of the measurements are already kind of low, like on some of the things that you throw in there, because when you bake with like gluten-free flours, it's so much different than wheated flour. So as wheat, wheated flour.
Well wheaten.
So
you made biscuits.
I made really good biscuits, and that sausage gravy was thick, 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 and it was so good. I could have probably added more milk to make it a little less thick, but it was just, it was so filling, and I couldn't stop eating it, and I pretty much finished it all.
Yeah, the next day in the fridge, it was so thick, you could just, like, eat it with your fingers.
It was so thick, but I mean, when you warmed it up, it like, it covered. It was really good. So, I made the biscuits by scratch. The first time I made this sausage gravy, I just looked up something really basic, so I just cooked the sausage, and then I added the flour to the sausage, and then I just added milk. That's all it was? And just used the grease from the sausage, and it fucking turned out amazing. And it was really, honestly, easy because the biscuits I've made those biscuits so much, so I kind of know the routine to easily do them. Oh, I think I need to make it again sometime soon.
It's early enough.
I mean, we have enough eggs, and I have all the other stuff, so that was the thing. The biscuits take 4 eggs.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Jennifer can go make some, and we'll be back with my RLXP.
No. I'll make it, like, I don't know, at a later time. For making pretty much homemade sausage biscuit gravy for the first time all by myself, I'm going to give myself 10,000 points. Because that shit turned out really good. And gravy, you can kind of fuck up.
10,000? I don't know if I can count that high.
You can.
It'd take a long time.
That's okay.
All right. 10,000.
Would you get some real life experience from Willie?
Oh, I gotta go now?
Excuse me?
This pop is making you burp.
Yeah, dude. It's got me gassy.
So, I got some experience by watching a movie from the early 70s called The Baby.
This is such an awful movie.
It was an awful movie, but we couldn't look away.
It was a train wreck, dude. It was so fucked up.
There was a grown man playing a grown man who thinks he's a baby because his family abuses him, whatever.
It was...
There's a social worker. Yeah,
a lot of abuse to this man baby, and it was really gross.
Yep, there's like an unnecessary scene where they like just show kids at a school is just like exploitation of I don't know why that scene's even in there, but
so it seemed like they had some kind of obsession over people who had special needs.
The weirdest part, though,
and was that... And it was gross. And they used the bad R word. Like, it was really, like, fucked up.
The weirdest part was that the guy was acting like a baby, and they would dub over, like, real toddler coos and cries over him.
Oh, that was so it sounded like a real baby. Gross.
But then people end up getting killed and
Because stuff they're getting money from the state. This, like, family's getting money from the state for their child who has special needs, which back then they'd said the not nice word at all. And it just, the, like, zoom in on these young children, it seemed like they went to, like, maybe an orphanage with special needs children and like
so
paid someone off to like get scenes from that or something when they were trying to get baby put in there. I don't know.
Anyways, it was if fucked. If you like horrible 70s horror cult movies.
I don't even know if this could be a cult movie.
Well,
it was just gross. Like, if you want to feel gross, or if you're a fucking gross person, go watch this movie.
Or if you like man babies.
That social worker did.
Uh-huh. There's that one scene with the babysitter where he, like...
She was just, like, fucking letting him suckle on her tit. Uh-huh.
Well, he, like, wanted to, and he wouldn't go to bed, and so she's like, okay. And then...
The mom and the sisters, half-sisters, but that doesn't matter.
They didn't kill that babysitter.
They beat the fuck out of her, though. Yeah, like, holy shit. They, like, but they were also doing that to, like, each other. So that whole family had lots of issues, like, a lot of issues. And so did that social worker.
Not many.
Not many.
I think I get 777 experience points for watching that movie.
Then I get that added too.
Okay.
Because I was in the same train wreck as you, even though I've never been and you have been. I couldn't stop. Like, I literally couldn't stop the fucking, like, grab the controller and stop. I was just like, they're, like, really doing this. Like, and this movie would not be able to be made nowadays. Like, nope. They would, like, especially using some of the words.
It was almost boring, too, but it was still, you couldn't look away. It couldn't ignore it.
Yeah, I would love to see this, like, with Joe Bob Briggs or something. He probably was like, fuck that movie.
The Baby.
It's awful.
In a good way.
In not a good way. No. I hated it. I hated watching that is literally however long that movie is. I cannot get that fucking time back in my life. It was gross.
If we get a time
machine, it made me feel gross.
We can get that time back.
It made me feel really gross and I hated it.
What does that have to do with the time machine?
No, the movie.
Yeah,
if we could build a time machine, I could take back a lot of shit.
Actually, no, that doesn't work that way. You wouldn't get younger if you traveled back in time, would you?
I don't know.
That's the kind of time machine we need to invent.
Oh.
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I play... Sorry, I have to grab my phone.
I forget what it's called. Let me look it up. That's how much I played it.
I just downloaded it, and it's so super cute. I was actually... I had to look up a few things on Twitter. So this game is called Secret Cat Forest. I'm sure you can fucking find it on Apple or whatever. It's this very, very simple tap game, pretty much. You just tap and you either collect items or you fish for the kitties and the kitties just come and go freely.
So it's like a platformer?
There's not even platforms.
No. Endless runner?
No, it's just tap. Puzzle game? It's kind of like just a... Oh. Easy game that kitties come and visit when you lay out different stuff.
Oh, resource management?
I guess.
Just item collection?
I mean, item collection and resource management, I guess, because you need to collect resources to... You need to manage them to get different stuff. You know, you can get little... Just like little cat knickknacks. It's a nice... chill game that doesn't demand too much. So if you need to relax, it's super fucking cute. The graphics are very cartoony. The cats look cartoony with big ol' like those cute like kitty puppy eyes. They're just adorable. And I haven't seen a litter box, but there's like grass. The cats are probably shitting out wherever the fuck they want.
Man, in the forest, cats don't use litter boxes.
No, they just dig a hole or some shit or cover it with leaves.
Anywhere there's dirt.
So, you catch fish so the cats come. It's different from a
Nemo. What? What are the cats doing to those fish?
Eating.
Oh, alright. You said you catch the fish so the cats come.
They come and visit and eat food okay. and hang out.
That's bad.
It's nothing nasty, but I mean, there is a river right over there, so I mean, you could piss in it.
And the fish fuck in it.
They shit, piss, fuck in that water.
You were swimming in a piss jug.
It's... easy. You tap a tree and you can upgrade the tree and you can upgrade the fishing pole and
upgrade the tree and they can like sharpen their claws on it like a scratching post.
I'm sure they do. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Bears do. Yep. Ooh, are there bears in this game?
I have not seen any bears. So, I'm not sure if there's going to be like a little kitty cat that kind of looks like a bear. Like, that would be pretty adorable.
Any lasers or swords in this game?
I don't think there is lasers or swords, but that would be cool. It's very similar to Niku Atsume, that other cat-like collector game. It's kind of like that, just with different artwork. And you collect and like resources instead of just... getting them for the cats.
I think that type of game genre needs, like, a name. It's like a, what are those?
Touch game?
Cameras that you put in nature to watch wildlife. Like, wildlife cam simulator. Because basically you just watch and wait for these cats to show up and put stuff out to try and get the cats to show up.
Yep.
And then touch the cats.
They say, meow! And it's really realistic. Like, our cats are like, what the fuck?
Impressive.
And there's like, I had to turn off some of the notification or the sound because some of it just the music. I don't care about the music, but it has like birds tweeting and shit. So when I like loaded it up earlier and I had it on the speaker, the cats were like, what the fuck? Where's the birds?
They're birds. I thought it was winter.
So it can kind of fuck with your cats a little bit. It's just a nice game if, you know, you've just beat like a really hard game. Hades. You know, you can just chill with this game, put a few things out, and then like come back because that's kind of what that is. So it is kind of what you're saying, like a wildlife simulator, resource gatherer.
Mm-hmm. It is called
Secret Cat Forest. I forgot, let me look again. I downloaded a couple new games, okay? So, like, get off my back. I didn't want to mix it up with the other one that I'll have to play a little more to talk about first. But this one, it's just upgrading and collecting shit, so I'm like, eh, that's easy enough.
I just hope I can remember the name of my game now, or you're going to give me so much shit.
Secret Cat Forest! Right?
Yeah, Secret Cat Forest. Shut the fuck up! Yeah, I will give you shit. Hey, Will.
Yeah?
What game you play?
Oh, I played, hold on, let me...
fuck you!
I'm going to go back and talk about Wintermore Tactics Club again.
Is this going to be some shit we missed, or you just want to fucking talk about it again?
Yep. Cue that music. Here's some shit that we know we missed.
Here's some shit that we know we missed.
Here's some shit that we know we missed. But it's also going to be the main game I talk about again, because I played through and finished it. Ooh. And it's a really cool story that expands a lot. You end up getting more and more people to join your club. There's one person from the Animal Identification Club.
Oh, there's a furry club?
Yep.
That's so cute.
They're not a club that identify animals. They're a club of people who identify as animals.
That is adorable.
And so a guy who's a bat joins your team, and he plays as a bat.
Nice.
The punk rock girl joins your team as, like, a demon.
That's cool.
And,
the equestrian guy has the horsey, right?
Yep, I talked about the horsey guy last time. And the main three characters, the wizard, the brawler, and the roguey.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's the story. The principal kind of suspected that it was the CNC club that stole the CNC statue from his room.
No way.
But he was around and helped create a CNC back in the day. But then they found this statue, and it drove everybody to, like, mistrust everybody and attack everybody. Just like the module that was unreleased that somebody left for you. The principal left you the unreleased module. Okay. So you get to play that and hear the story about the knights growing suspicious and kicking out the guy who ends up being the principal.
Okay.
And it's because the statue is actually possessed by a demon, and so it's influencing everybody.
Oh, shit.
All these people whose clubs have been disbanded join the Clubless Club, and they wear masks. Yeah. And they go and they live in the cave underneath the hockey rink that collapsed.
That's funny.
Yep.
I really, really like the art in this game.
Uh-huh. And as you're about to go up against the last team, the student council, you talk to Octavia, who is like an older black girl in the school, and she says they decide just to step aside and let you go ahead because they're trying to open it up for a younger generation.
Yeah.
And your character says, well, I don't know if I could do what you do because you're so strong. You have everything together and you take care of this and you're so good at everything. It's like, well, I'm glad that you think I can do that. But, you know, I'm just a person and everything I did so that you can make the world better.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's so cute. Uh-huh. It was a really positive game, and I really liked watching you play it, and I wouldn't mind maybe playing through it, because it looked like a more simple tactics game, honestly.
Yeah, and if you have trouble, you can always pause it and go to the menu and turn on no-fail mode.
That's even better. Perfect.
And so you can play it with no just chance to watch lose.
I really, really liked when you beat the game, when you talk to everyone, it kind of shot like forward to what they were doing.
Yeah, it was like at the end of a movie, like what people are doing in the future.
It was cute. Uh-huh. It was super cute.
There was some funny stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, all right, here's the story of Becky P. after you beat the game. Becky P. became entangled in Becky R.'s decade-long quest for vengeance against the man who killed her brother. They never caught him, but they did become closer as a result. Candace. Candace continued her quest to collect every type of dog, but got stuck in the part with the ice caverns. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess I don't get that.
It's like she was playing a game and she got stuck in an ice cavern level.
Oh my god, I'm so dumb.
But she was just a character who liked dogs. And there was one part in the game, a lot. So there's the tactics fights, but then a lot of it is also like a just exploration and talking to people, like social management game.
Okay.
And she has a picture of a dog, and she can't identify the dog breed, and that's her thing. You're like, I bet I know who can help, so let me go talk to the guy in the animal identification club. And that's when he says, you know, well, we don't actually identify animals in our club, despite how the name sounds. That's not what we do. And so he went and talked to the girl, and he's like, all right, so imagine you're this dog. Where are you? And she, like, starts, like, she thinks through it, and she thinks of the country where the dog is from, and manages to come up with a dog breed, because the guy helped her identify her inner dog.
That is so adorable. I love it.
Oh, and Rogi, the guy who is me, turns out to be Banksy.
Yeah, that made me laugh. I was like, oh, Willie, that's kind of like you, like, fuck the system and all that shit.
Yeah. He did more graffiti than I ever did, but everything else.
Fatality!
I didn't want to hit that. Alright, Ginger, quick, do another game.
Oh man, I have this. I totally fucking beat Hades, dude! Finally I beat Hades!
30 seconds left, time running out.
This music is giving me anxiety. So I finally fucking beat Hades. After, I don't know, like, 76 fucking escape attempts.
Unstoppable.
I finally fucking, oh, yeah, spoiler alert, whatever, Persephone is his fucking mom. Like, you can look that up in Greek mythology anyways. And yeah, some shit I missed. And
spoiler for 4,000 years ago.
Right. And I know last time I talked about this game, our friend Riku was like, it is not Devil Junior. Zagreus.
You know people's names now?
Yeah, I finally know people's names now. It's a pretty amazing game. If you haven't, like, played Hades, I know you kind of played it a little bit. It's really fun, and I like it, and when I fucking beat it, I was like, no fucking way. No fucking way. I actually fucking beat it, so it's nice. Now I just gotta beat it with a couple more weapons, and now, like, some other added shit, too. So maybe there's gonna be more shit that we missed on the Hades, but maybe not. Because I finally fucking beat it. I was just so happy. I finally fucking beat it.
Now you gotta beat it like 30 more times to beat it.
Right. Some dumb shit like that. Hey, Willie, did you play another game you want to talk about?
I did. I played through and beat another game. I played Panzer Dragoon.
That old-ass game.
Yeah, I guess it is. Old-ass game. It was Sega Saturn.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing commercials for this game, but that's about it.
Yeah. So it was a Sega Saturn exclusive, which was one of the less common consoles for people to own. But it was cool because you played as a guy with a laser gun riding on a dragon.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played a Sega Saturn. If so, maybe it was like only a couple times at a friend's house.
Right. I remember playing this and like at a store display back in the day when it was new. But now it's re-released and remastered, and I got it on the Switch.
Nice.
And it plays kind of like Star Fox-ish, where you're flying forward and you can move up, down, left, right a little bit. And you shoot all kinds of alien creatures and ships flying around you trying to kill you. But the twist with Panzer Dragoon, the thing that makes it like more advanced, you can use the shoulder buttons to turn 90 degrees left to right and behind you. And so as your dragon is flying forward, there could be enemies on any side of you.
Oh, dude. That was kind of throwing me off because of the way the 3D is and how the controlling is. Like, I would just get pissed and quit this game. So I'm glad that you wanted to play it because I probably never will.
You don't even really... You can steer the dragon and, you know, once in a while you can avoid some shots by moving it, but you don't need to steer it. He doesn't crash or die if you don't steer.
So you basically... You can just focus on the shooting.
Right. And where you aim your shooting reticle is also what steers the dragon. So you're always flying towards where you're shooting. So, yeah, just shoot everything and don't really worry about the flying. Unless there's
Is there a story to this game?
Unless there's a big giant flower, like, below you that's trying to bite you.
Oh.
Then fly away from that. Yeah, you're on, like, a planet with, like, dragons and flying manta rays and shit, and there's, like, a evil government army, and you're, like, one of the last rebels with the dragon, and so they gotta take out the dragon, and you end up fighting another dragon who has, like, a shorter horn, like a tough dragon, and all kinds of, like, warships and weird alien creatures.
Well, the dragon itself is weird looking because it's a big old, like, right above its mouth, there's a giant
above its
horn.
Head, it has like it's a giant head? Yeah,
it's like a horn.
It's like a skull cap. The top of its head is a giant horn, kind of like narwhal style. Yeah, unicorn like style
horn,
unicorn style
weird thing,
but going straight out forward.
Mm.
Like, I don't know how long. It's probably, like, 8 feet long.
Some shit like that. It's, like, obnoxious.
Based on the
long.
Size of the guy sitting on his back, yeah. I think the horn's about 8 feet. That'd be my estimate.
Jeez. But for what it is, it's okay, but I would just keep
it's
watching.
Fun. It's fun. You can play through it quick. I used a turbo controller to play through it. You can hold the button down.
Mm.
And it locks on enemies, and you release it, and it just kills them.
Oh, okay.
Or you can tap it to shoot fast.
Ah.
I played it with a turbo controller, and so I had the B button would just shoot super fast, and then A button I could hold down for the lock on.
Nice.
And so I breezed through the game in, I don't know, 7 levels. It was probably less than 2 hours to beat it.
Oh, okay.
And once you beat it, it tells you about a code to unlock Pandora mode, where you can select any level, you can turn on rapid fire, even in the original hardware or whatever controller you're using.
Oh, cool.
Level select, you can turn on God mode, so you're invincible on this game also.
Oh, how convenient. Still don't want to play.
But it's a very, very much prettier, more advanced. It's what Star Fox should have become.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's really fun. I like it, because I like Star Fox, and I wish they would have done... They need to do a Star Fox Panzer Dragoon crossover. Sega and Nintendo do crossovers, so...
Mm-hmm.
Come on, get on it, yo.
Yeah.
Star Fox... Panzer Star Fox?
Sure.
Hey, Ginger.
Nah.
What game you play?
You mean?
I mean.
No. You mean it's time for recommendations.
Do do.
Doodly do.
Impressive.
So I'm going to recommend a podcast that I recently binged in the last few days because I just loved it so much. It's called Tomothy and Ambrasia.
What? Timothy?
Tomothy and Ambrasia.
Can you spell that?
T-O-M-I. Yeah.
Tom Ithy. I asked you to spell it and then I interrupted you.
Oh, God.
Spell it again.
Willie.
I swear I won't interrupt
you. Can we just restart this whole thing? Because that was really, like, so white of you. You're just changing this whole man's name.
Well, I'm asking.
You're like, Timothy? I said, no, it's Tomothy.
I don't know that name.
Well, every fucking name is made up, so who cares?
Not me.
Yeah, yours is definitely made up.
No, I don't care.
Oh.
Because every name is
gotcha.
Made up.
So, this is kind of, it's two friends. I know I follow one of the, well, I follow them all now, but I was first following, Amber, and she is one of the co-hosts, and she has a lovely voice, and so does Tom, or Tomothy. And it's just about random shit, and I really, really like it, and more people need to listen. It's a new podcast. They have, like, 8 episodes out so far, so it was an easy binge, but I now want more. And they're from New York, and I love when their New York accent comes through. It's, I love it.
Cool.
So, Tomothy and Ambrasia, and don't worry, white boy Willie, I'll send you the spelling of it. I'll send you a link to their fucking Spotify where I found them on.
What if somebody doesn't look at the show notes? How do they spell it?
Okay, let me make sure I'm looking at how it's spelled so I don't lead anyone astray.
Oh, it's too late for that.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Willie. It is not.
It is. And here, let me lead you astray. Have some more Mountain Dew.
I don't want that shit.
Do you want 70% of your sugar and one more sip of soda pop?
I don't at all.
But it's yummy.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
PayPal and Venmo are not sponsors of this podcast.
So how you spell it is T-O-M-I-T-H-Y and A-N-D, Ambrasia, A-M-B-R-A-S-I-A. Go and laugh. They're lovely. They, like, I was fucking cry laughing.
All right. Sound good.
Yes.
I'm going to recommend a classic, all-time favorite podcast that I am surprised we haven't recommended before also.
Oh, yeah?
It's another NPR one. I did that last week, but I'm going to recommend Snap Judgment.
Oh, so good.
Storytelling with a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Great stories. Every single episode. Stories from all walks of life and about all kinds of situations.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes comedic, sometimes dramatic. Sometimes embellished, sometimes true stories, and they use music to great effect and have little beats in the background. And
they do such a good job.
Yeah,
it's a lovely podcast.
What's his name? Glenn Washington?
I believe so. I'd have to look
Sounds
at the show notes.
Right. I'm just guessing off the top of my
snap
head.
Snap Judgment, Glenn Washington. Yep.
And you can probably hear it on NPR, wherever the hell you listen to NPR.
But you might as well just go to the podcast so you don't have the commercials. Well, they don't have commercials on
NPR. I stopped listening to NPR on the radio to avoid the programming times, but I still subscribe to a bunch of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I can listen to them whenever the fuck I want, just like you're listening to us now.
Yeah. It's really nice, though, that they put a lot of their shows that I would tune into NPR, but sometimes the time just wouldn't work. It's really great that they put a lot of those out on podcast.
Yeah. Mm. Snap Judgment. Storytelling with a beat.
And we would like to thank our patrons! Plural! Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror, Storytime Podcast, Scary, start it from the beginning, and third season should be out sometime in 2021.
Stay out of the lighthouse.
That's right.
And, you want me to thank Chris Copleen? Because he's our other patron that we're thanking.
Yeah. He's from... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
He's from the Retro...
You go ahead.
Go ahead. He's from the Retro Hangover podcast, and that's a really great video game podcast, too.
Uh-huh. I wish we could steal his intro. My mom really liked it when I used it that one time.
Oh my god, that surprised me so much. It was great. I mean, they have dick dragons over there, and we have piss jugs over here.
And let's go, ladies. We're on the clock. Time to go to work.
I need to make up for the lack of piss jugs. Piss jug, piss jug, piss jug. Throw piss jug in the trash, because that shit is nasty. Don't throw it just out your window.
Oh, the part I was talking about was open your ears and crack some beers.
Oh.
I said that once and attributed it to
yep.
Retro Hangover Podcast, and she liked it.
Nice.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. Ma.
Thanks for listening to another episode of GRPVG.
Yes. And if you'd like to join our Patreon, we are at patreon.com/GrandRapidians Play Video Games.
Yep. We'll send you stickers every month and we'll shout you out every episode.
Yes.
Send us an email at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter at Grand_Video and Instagram at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
You could give us a call at 9167-WILLIE as 9167, my name, Willie.
It's a real number.
Leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We'll play it on the air if you want.
Yep. And also, if you would like to give us a rating on whatever podcatcher you can.
iTunes, Podchaser.
And send us a picture of your 5-star rating, and we'll send you some stickers.
And you can find us on every platform on our Linktree, linktr.ee/GrandRapidians.
Goodbye.